All right, so I guess we can go ahead and start. Good day, yes, good evening. Yeah, Mike just arrived from Bangkok.
So, yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Good evening, how are you?
Yeah, long day, but all good. Long day for us. Yeah, maybe. Most of us here on the space are just starting their day, but welcome, welcome everybody. Good to have you here.
How's Alex doing? Alex.hns.
Hi everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear. You said it only works on mobile. I'm on computer right now. I really hope it doesn't crash or freeze or lock me out or mute me or something, but I'm just going to not touch anything on my screen. Okay, good. Get some thumbs up. So today we have a couple things on the agenda. We're preparing, you know, actually we have another e-commerce event next week, but cross-border summit. But then the idea is in HandyCon is in March. So halfway to HandyCon, it'll be our fourth one. So we want to kind of get some input. We're getting the survey out. We've been emailing it out. If you're on the email newsletter for SkyInclude, you should have gotten an email from us about what you would like to see at HandyCon. Also, Alex has some updates on HNS ID and other things there. And we love to call people up on stage and discuss other items or questions as always. So this is the Handshake.Mastermind Twitter Spaces. It's every month, I think the first or second week, right, Ann? What is the main schedule towards the end of the week? Right now...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like the first week or second. It's the second week.
Yeah, we try to do the second week. Next week we're very, very much occupied. So yeah, now is the best time, and I think still happening.
Yep, and then the Flamingo auctions towards the end of each month is the goal or the idea of these two different online based events. So we are still finishing up the last one or two transactions from the Flamingo handshake a couple weeks ago. I think there's one or two more. Anne's always helping with settlement. So that'll almost close if you're waiting. It should be this weekend, hopefully, right, Anne? I think we'll settle no matter what this weekend.
Right, correct.
Okay. And it was a fun one. Honestly, I wasn't sure what to expect. It was the Halloween Flamingo handshake auction. And I don't know, my kids are flamingos now. There's flamingo stuff everywhere here. So it's not even Halloween when I have my flamingo stuff on. And but I think before we get into it, let's maybe have Alex has some updates on his side, and then we'll chat about HandyCon a bit. But yeah, we're going down the list. If anybody else wants to share anything, contact SkyInclude one on Handshake for Anne, and or just raise your hand. But Alex, you want to give us some of your points?
Yes, thanks. You know, for the invite again. It's always a pleasure to share updates and get in touch with more community members, and yeah, I hope you all are doing great. So in regards to some of the updates that I have to share, I'll start with namebase updates. So the first one is that we are working on the Pro Exchange, and it is now, you can now buy Bitcoin with HNS and HNS with Bitcoin. And we are enabling this for all users, both US and international, that have completed the KYC. So this is the first one, and we are encouraging more people to buy through the Pro Exchange. That will help pump the value of the coin.
That's great. That's really great.
The second one, and it's it's more of a back-end update, but I think it might be a great update for XOR holders. Is we are adding DNSSEC and the ability to transfer SLDs on the NB registry. This means handshake names that are on Porkbun or Namecheap can be transferred between supported registrars if they support your TLD. Awesome. This is happening very, very soon. We're doing the final tests and checks. DNSSEC is really a more secure way to authenticate the records on your SLDs. So we are working on these. Another important point about DNSSEC is that it allows for secure domains, more secure, and compatible with Dane.
That's really great. Yeah, I mean, I remember that was always a feedback to the name-based team was DNSSEC. I didn't know it was connected to the transferring of SLDs. But is that a separate feature or is that connected to DNSSEC? I think that's separate, right? Or is that the same?
No, it's separate. I just wanted to mention. I mentioned them both because they're both related with the registry, the domains.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just to got it. No, thank you. Yeah, it's just me. I'm also clarifying that too.
Wow, yeah, this will be great to put, more domain, at least the SLDs, into use faster. And also, if, for example, you auction off an SLD and they are on different registrars, which has happened before, it will be way faster and easier to transfer from one to another. So this is also great news, something that we've been working on for quite some time now.
That's great. Yeah, wow. So I just go back through the list. I mean, the first one I think is really helpful because some people at the auction had trouble getting HNS at the last Flamingo auction. That's even one of the reasons of the delay. So that's great. People will be able to trade on Namebase to get BTC and Handshake. That's really great. So the second one you just said was being able to transfer SLDs on between other name-based registry name registrars, which are like Porkbun and Circa, Namecheap. That's really, that's also helpful so that people could, I hope I don't put you on a spot, but I think when you do that in normal Web2 domains, it adds a year to it. Is that the same case in this one, or is it changing the year expiration? Are you adding a year when you?
That's a fair question. So it will work exactly the same as Web2 in terms of transfer costs and transfer time.
Yeah. Okay. Clear. So then basically, just like Web2 domains, if you want to transfer to another registrar, you would pay another year and then transfer to that one.
Exactly. So we want a comfortable user experience, which is what our users are used to. So we try to maintain the same type of flow and experience. So there's no learning curve to do so.
Okay, great.
It's fine to ask questions and put me on the spot. That's why I'm here. So
thanks, Alex.
In regards to
Ahead.
I was going to just give a small update on HNSID. So not a lot of updates, but we are launching very soon 4 new TLDs, which is, I mentioned this on the last space, but now we're getting closer to the launch, which are .artist, .dap, .hodl, so HODL, and my personal favorite, Dot Bro. So these are kind of
that's great.
The other thing we're working on is the public staking. So this is a work in progress, and we are trying to make it as seamless as possible. We're working on the technical side of this because it will be slightly different from what you're used to on Impervious, for example, or any other site. So these are the small updates. Very happy to see that a few DSLDs have been auctioned off on the last Flamingo auction.
Yeah, we were putting them on.
It's great to see interaction happening. And we're getting close to 1,000 registrations, which is awesome as well.
That's really cool. So also at the Flamingo auction, I don't think we've done it before, but we auctioned staked at the NB registry two stake names with SLD registrations, and it was transferred successfully, which was pretty unique.
Yeah, so it's I think it's interesting because if people are interested in selling the staked TLDs, we are working on the ability to transfer staked TLDs from one account to another. The only thing that you need to be aware of when transferring a staked domain is that it will maintain staked, you won't get the earnings from the last domains that have been sold. You'll only get from the new sales. So this is an important point to say as well.
I think that sounds fair to me, right? I mean, I think it's like normal. I don't think anybody expect previous sales. But anyway, of course, if it's a renewal or a new registration, renewals too, to be clear. So any, you know, if it's an existing customer, SLD customer, but they renew, obviously the renewal would go to the new owner or any future earnings from current or new SLD customers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Great. And that's about it for my updates.
Well, it's kind of a lot.
Questions or doubts, you can speak or message me in private. Feel free to do so.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, there was quite a few. So, like, you know, I'll just go down again. First is, of course, some more liquidity for HNS BTC trading on Namebase. Did DNSSEC, which supports Dane. I know there was always critics about that, so I'm glad Namebase has that now. So you got more security on your names, which is great. And then the transferability with an MB registry registrars, which is awesome. And then an HNS ID, four new TLDs, Artist, DAP, Bro, what was the third one? HODL and Bro, and then public staking hopefully coming soon, and you're almost at 1,000 SLD registered at the HNS ID platform. So that's a lot of stuff, I would say. So yeah, of course, is there anyone who wants to come up while we have Alex up here to comment, question, or clarify?
So just to be 100% clear, public staking on HNS ID is not coming soon. It's a work in progress right now. So we do not have for that.
Okay, got it. Okay, so maybe we move to... We can give it a couple minutes, see if somebody asks something. But I mean, this seems like a lot of updates. And then, but the staking, you know, we like, as far as Flamingo Handshake, I think that's an interesting one. And of course, we always try to do like the HNS ones. But I think I'm actually really excited about the staking names in NB registry that can be auctioned I know you, I think you're also have that on the list to do within the name based platform to buy and sell stake names, but that's probably a ways off, or?
Yeah, so that's not on the list right now. What is on the list is the ability to transfer from one account to another, not the selling.
At least okay, right so now. Just the actual transfer. Got it, not selling. Got it. Okay, but transfer would help us in the auctions because we had to manually ask and then had it done, but got it. Yeah, because I guess it would make a whole interface different because you'd have to show the amount of names staked, right? For somebody to be able to really decide to buy it or not, or to invest, you know, purchase it. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a bit more complex than just putting them for sale. We would have to rethink the platform for a marketplace for staked domains, and it would take some time to conceptualize. It will be quite different, so it's a quicker fix to enable the transfer so that you don't have to go to support directly. This is something that is also in a work in progress, and yeah, we want to make it as easy as possible to do so.
Okay. You know, maybe just generally, how is it at Namebase now? I mean, our, you know, generally, you know, the team and the culture, things like that? Just kind of generally?
I mean, the team has been super focused on working on the product. We have been working a lot on the back end. And essentially, we are trying to make it the best product as we possibly can. The team is great. We are in constant communication. And I think we all like the product and like working there. So, yeah, in terms of team, I think it's great.
Yeah, we definitely, I said that at last HandyCon with AOX's updates. You guys are definitely, totally, I would say, like, new team, very product focused, I think, is a big change at Namebase, right? You guys, like, that was quite a bit of updates, in my opinion. You know, there's like a list, I think it's four or five, depends on what you consider, four or five, six updates since our last Twitter space, which is amazing. Because as we know, everything is complex. Even though what sounds like a small thing, there's a lot to each one of these. That's great. I don't see anybody asking questions. I see some other, you know, contributors here. Welcome to come up, share. Some people I haven't seen in a while. Actually, that's another thing is I don't really like speculating on the prices and everything. But, you know, I don't know if you want to comment, Alex, since you're up here on the stage. But are we back in a bull or what? What are your thoughts?
I think we're slowly getting out of it. We're still in a bull for sure. What I can say about the price is that using the Pro Exchange to do the exchanges would definitely help bump the price up a bit. So
I definitely think as soon as there's more liquidity, I think we still got to follow up. You know, I got your WeChat and added to that group. We have to push a little bit about that Bitmain update. It's on my list, but I feel like we got to maybe poke a little bit more. But yeah, back to the bull. I definitely feel, especially, you know, there's nobody that's an expert on bears and bulls and bears, but, you know, it's only usually they say Bitcoin starts and then the alts follow. And, it's up, you know, we're at 36, 37. On Bitcoin right now, and Handshake's been keeping up with it, moving at, you know, it's still a long ways to go from the all-time highs, which, you know, you could say is good or bad, but depending on where you are, but I, you know, getting close to 2 cents. So from an all-time high of like 80 cents. So of course, you know, Bitcoin has, is about half, it's about down half, right? So 69,000 was all-time high. So, you know, we're all, there's so, I feel like this Telegram group, there's a couple of these traders and day traders or crypto traders just talking about the price. I don't like talking about the price too much, but you know, I saw some people recently saying, yeah, our community is holding strong, holding through this bear and getting into this bull market and staying positive. And, you know, especially, you know, Alex and the Namebase team has been contributing a lot. Hopefully, let's maybe move to HandyCon. I think we spent some more time talking about it. I'd love, you know, get some feedback from everybody. Well, we have a survey. I think it's pinned on this space on Twitter. It's also went out to email. We haven't even had picked a date, but I think the biggest question is time zones. Well, I think we should stick to online. I'm doing an in-person event next week for e-commerce called Cross Border Summit, but in-person is a lot of work and money. And I think our community in Handshake is pretty well distributed. Europe, a bit in Asia like me, and then a bit scattered around the US, Australia, a couple good, great people in Australia. But I always wonder what time to do these HandyCons, you know, the live online event. I mean, even this Twitter space is at a different time than the usual. Usually it's about 12 hours earlier. I see Derek is up here. Derek, do you have something to share or related to this or a different topic?
Loom Web? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, just checking. This is the first time I've been able to talk using the web app. Thanks, Elon. I announced this in the Eric and Me channel, but I figured I'd just announce it here for posterity of like what's going of Loom updates and other things I've been working on on the community's behalf.
Sure.
Or do you want to continue? Want to finish what you were talking about, HandyCon?
I feel like HandyCon is like a filler while we have, I can get back to it after you give your update. But I would love your comments on times to do the HandyCon, maybe after.
I kind of submitted the form, but I didn't have much opinion to give. And while I might want to be involved in HandyCon, there's too much uncertainty for me right now to know how I'd be involved in it all. But I did try to give some feedback.
Sure, thank you.
Regarding Loom, big picture right now is I'm probably going to make a announcement after I get some sleep, or PR wise and social media. But I have a tech demo finally for Loom that should be usable for people at web3browser.io. It's very rough. It's a prototype. It works. I've tested mostly with ETH or ENS.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
And IPFS. It could work with HNS, and HNS is in there. But since nobody in the HNS community uses IPFS in the content record on chain, like IPFS as a text record, I have not had any test cases to just see if HNS works. But technically it should, but if it doesn't, reach out. That's all I can say, because I can get it, I can debug it, but I just haven't had a test case for it yet. But yeah, that's the some people may know that I originally tried to release a Firefox extension, and that was from a prime market fit perspective, it was a dead end. Good intentions, nobody gave a shit. So yeah,
I'll be honest, I tried to use it, but I overfill my comment, or I gave it to you privately, but. Or I think I told you, but I was trying to sync an ETH node or something. I don't know.
Basically, the system syncs IPFS. It has Ethereum Lite client in it, which took me a while to figure out that. Let's just say that most of this year has been figuring out a lot of different chains and technologies, and I've been learning as I go. So it's like a lot of this stuff has been pretty effing custom because they're to get results. So you have Ethereum client in the browser, you have a HNS SPV client in the browser, and you have an IPFS client in the browser. Understand?
Yeah, I get it. I don't know which one it was, or maybe.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it was trying to sync all that, so then you can access everything. But the problem with it was that nobody uses Firefox. I hate Firefox, but Firefox was allowing me to do what Chrome wouldn't. So the intention was to make it easy, but no one used it, so dead end. In the process, so I ended up having to pivot and spent probably the last 2 months doing new experiments. And right now, what I have is more of a trust required system. Everything's trustless in the sense that there's no server, but the system requires me to run some stuff myself. And so you're delegating a bit of trust to the project in exchange for not having to download anything. And the other detail is you can't access like IP addresses. You can only access like peer-to-peer content, blockchain content, and such. You can't do metro.eth to 1.1.1.1. It won't work because of the security of the browser. But you can have metro.eth go to IPFS content. So and fixing that, which is kind of the DNS problem, which Handshake just kind of breaks. Basically, my experience is Handshake just breaks the internet. and I've been spending a long time on this. So the crux of the matter is that the long-term goal is, which we've talked about for all year, is browser support. We have to basically fix Handshake at the browser level because browsers will not handle things well at all now. And the only reason I've been able to even get what I have now done is because I'm pulling content from blockchains and from peer-to-peer networks. I'm not pulling them from normal servers. And so the security of the browser prevents me from trying to do that because it's basically spoofing the websites from a security perspective. So there's no way I could do it. So I have been able to get some of it working, but the more advanced things, and including Dane, will require like a fingertip system or a browser fork. It's just that simple. There's no other way around it. So for the purposes of demonstrating everyone says that people have mean about me saying Loom fixes this, you'll be able to finally have a clue as to what the hell's been going on for the past year. I've been trying, and it's very crude, but it at least has a nice UX of my designer and developer. But to repeat for the record, it's web3browser.io. And you just go create an account. The account's just a seed phrase, and then you get a little small dashboard. You can sync the nodes, the networks, and then you can browse one of the example websites. And the part of the reason I'm making this is a proof of demonstration that we can have it working, and that we can actually decentralize, because it seems at this point everything's become a meme. And it seems like people have almost given up or not even trying. I don't know. But part of my effort in doing this was saying that, okay, well, this can actually work. This is working. We can actually do this. We need to move forward, and people need to wake the F up. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So I can just help summarize some of what you just sort of.
Yeah, I do have more to share, but if you want to summarize that real quick, you can. And sorry for my rambling, but it's just like being in the weeds is just like I just see a lot of stuff, and it just gets old after a while.
Sure, I understand. I mean, you're in the trenches, and the hard times of trying to recover from a bear market. You know, it's a lot. You know, I think a lot of people have been demotivated. And hopefully things are the bear is going away, and hopefully the bull is back, and you know, so and you've been sticking through it. We've been chatting over,
you know, on Telegram. Well, that actually connects to some other things that some other data I was going to give, because that were important. The reason why I can do this is the next thing is I've been actively trying to get this pushed out or working on it. I'm starting on it, and I've actually shared, and you've seen the designs and private. But Web3.news is starting to be built. The designs have been made. It's a very, very MVP, and they're going to be very basic. As a starting point, it will be up to the community to say where the hell it goes. But it will be a community system for and by the community, so that we have a community platform. Because my opinion is we need to start, in the spirit of Web 1.0, we need to make Web3, D-Web, P2P, whatever you want to call it. Everybody has their own mental model for it. But we need to make this open web, and we need to unify the subculture, because the reality is that the states want us to – the states basically are effectively doing a divide and conquer. Our tribalism is going to be the death of Web3. And so if we don't actually get our shit together, we're going to get fucked. It's that simple. So we need to actually have communities and get outside of social media, get outside of Twitter. We need to actually get unified enough to where we care, we can agree on some common shit, and stop this Xbox versus PS3 bullshit. This is that simple. And so I'm going to push the initiative to get out general communities where everybody can just be there and collaborate, discuss, at this open discussions, I guess, ideally civilly, and more like in Linux ethos rather than a crypto one, because anything crypto is going to have money related, and money causes greed, and greed causes idiots. So that is starting. And I hope to have that by the end of the year, something by the end of the year on that. The other thing, next thing I'll say is that I'll be submitting a grant for Loom this month for 2024. I will post on social media to get community support for it. And the TLDR is that you really should be thanking the Psy community and Psy Foundation, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. It's just that simple. Nobody else has been able to fund me. The Gitcoin, I've only ever gotten like maybe 10 grand one time out of the fluke. So if it wasn't for the Saya, I would not be here. It's that simple. So if you want to see me continue, then obviously support the grant. My next grant proposal to the foundation, and that I'll be making this month for the continued part element of the project of what I'm planning to do next. And lastly, in a bigger picture between both Saya and Handshake, I believe I was at least partially responsible for pushing to get DEX support on Saya. So I've been advocating for that in the Saya community. But due to that, I was able to get help from the Atomic developers, because they were helping Saya. So I was able to get one of the developers to spare some free time and help. And it's been a lot touch and go over the past couple months to figure this out. But the end goal for Handshake is being that Bob developer, has agreed to take on the effort of integrating the Atomic DEX into Handshake. And we have a community sponsor for that that they'll agree to figure, they'll figure out what to pay. What to pay, because I originally thought the budget would be like $1,000 to $3,000. I don't know what the numbers end up going to be given Ritzvik doing it now, but I do obviously want him to get paid, because if anyone deserves it, he does. So he's going to be handling that probably in Q1 of 2024, along with the soft fork development with that's coming with Bob Wallet. So and so he's basically going. So he's going to be tackling that on. We did try to figure out, find some other people to do it, but the barrier has been that even though Rust is required, the bigger barrier is the fact that we need someone in the tribe to understand Handshake more than they understand Rust. And so for everybody that we talked to, kind of either wasn't interested or blew us off. So basically what it comes down to is the simplest thing is just hire the person who understands enough Rust and understands Handshake to do the name integration. So my goal and hope is that probably by mid-year, ideally, with getting that and getting that running, that we will have the technology in place so that Handshake is no longer dependent necessarily exactly on coin, on namebase, on any of these shitty CEXs or anything. And while they will exist, we can start to ensure Handshake is truly economically independent. And then we can focus on the business side of getting the whales on board to be market makers, LPs, and start trading and try and ideally get the and I would hope get the miners to start selling a little bit, because from what I can see, the reality is since the miners aren't selling, there's no liquidity. So, but my opinion is that it kind of doesn't matter if there's no liquidity. It's a cash point too. It doesn't matter if there's no liquidity if you don't have the technology to trustfully trade. So I want to get this in place so that we have a place that we can do atomic, like HTLC swaps, so we can just have a place to go and not have to worry about being censored on our money. And then we can figure out who's going to trade. And then long term, we can figure out ensure the access to that DEX with technology like Loom stays available. And then Handshake is truly decentralized. So as you can see, there's a lot of things cooking, and I'm trying to push on multiple fronts to help Handshake, help Staya, and pretty much help the whole damn ecosystem, even though most of them don't realize it yet.
Okay, thanks, Derek. Yeah, that was really a lot. I think next time maybe let me summarize some of them first, because there's like 10 things there, which I know you're working so hard. My biggest feedback to you is to try to pick one or two of these.
Sorry about that. You know, my personality is I tend to brain dump. Ask me next time and I'll try to improve my public speaking.
We could do like one or two, and then like maybe like I or others could
no problem. I just found that you guys were doing this. I just saw this in my feed. I forgot it's happening, so I just tried to pop in. But next time just give me a heads up that if that's how you want me to do it, so I don't ramble for 10 minutes and overload everybody. Okay. I know that's a personality quirk.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of the stuff you're mentioning, and So yeah, the Firefox browser extension you had seems so. I didn't know you deprecated it, but it seems like you're not
maintaining it. Basically, my focus there is that if there's demand for it, I will work on it. But from a business perspective, if you have no people caring, you don't spend time on it. If nobody cares, I'm not going to justify time on it, and it's foundation grant money. So justification to them about what the hell I'm doing, it makes
sense. I like the new one you have. I have to play with it more. Yeah, web3browser.io.
And obviously that's more centralized. It's like it's more of going back to the basics of trying to. Basically, my goal is to herd people slowly in baby steps. Frankly, the browser extension was me being thinking a maxi mindset. I had a good intention, bad output. And unlike other people, I don't have so much of an ego that I can't admit when I'm wrong. So I'm trying to reset and just go back to basics and just figure out what needs to be done to get adoption. And so next year I'm planning on basically building my version of Fingertip But it'll be a combination of a browser extension and a desktop application, but it will use Loom's technology, which will make it multi-chain and multi-network, rather than what Fingertip, which is just focused on Handshake and some ETH support. So it'll be a lot more broader. But for now, this is more to say, hey, Loom's here. It works. Something can actually be done that's decentralized. Let's get to work. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I think let me finish next time. But yeah, so I was saying web3browser.io. I'm trying to help promote some of your products.
Yeah, sorry. I just was correcting what you're saying about the sorry for interrupting. I was just correcting about what you're saying about the extension. Yeah, if there's people who care about the extension, I can consider spending some time on it. But considering the fact that less than 5-10 people even cared. I
tried to use it myself and it was overheating my computer and it was
I'm not sure exactly what was going on with the overload. Firefox has a lot of Firefox has a bad developer tools, I just put it that way. So it was a pain for me to build, but I didn't get a lot of people caring or testing, so it was harder for me to justify it and such. And then I got people on Saya basically give me a lot of criticism, and I just decided to, drop it and move on.
Which is fine. We have to do that. In you know, you're innovating. We're in a new space. It's very early. It's still early, in my opinion. So I support that. I'm trying to move to your. What I'm looking at right now, which is web3browser.io. And I didn't get to use this yet, but I'm looking at it right now so others can check it out. But you get a seed phrase that's your login to the browser. But you say it's a little bit more centralized, but it looks kind of easy to use to me. So I will play with it more. But others here, I think it seems like, you know, I think as we all know, Derek's a very talented developer and trying his best. So maybe everybody here can try to go to web3browser.io. I think that's just one to focus on today, right, Derek? I know you got a lot of things going on. But
yeah, the other things I've done are like things are coming, but this is I'm actually probably going to post about this after I get some sleep. But yeah, this is what I've been on.
But I think anyone here listening should check that out. Right, that's I think the product you want us to probably. Because you're doing a lot of stuff, but I think web3browser.io is
yeah, web3browser.io is web3browser.io is what is usable now. It's practical basis. It's what you can do now. Everything else is what I'm either pushing to help to coordinate on or trying to do or planning. But this is what I have out now.
Perfect. So then, if anybody would like to help Derek, you know, check out this website. You'll get you know. Go through the process, and how would you like the feedback, Derek? Is there a form or a Twitter
join my Discord and just give information. My Discord is very quiet because it's sometimes I feel like I'm the only one in there, and just join the Discord. And like the thing is, I've always been open to feedback, but barely anybody gives it. So I'm always for the past year, it's mostly just been me working, and like. And just trying my best because sometimes I feel like I am in an echo chamber because nobody's giving feedback. So yeah, it's just like
I understand. I don't know if people can find your Discord if they're listening to this or I don't see a link on that.
The Discord is just go to loomweb.com and it's in the footer.
Okay, loomweb.com, which is
it's in the footer.
On the Web3. Okay, but yeah, everyway. So I'm reading. It says, welcome to Loom Browser. The browser will let you trustlessly access websites with domain names from ENS and HNS, providing a secure and decentralized browsing experience. So, yeah, if people want to check that out, that'd be really cool. I know Derek is working really hard, and, you know, we got support. You know, so the best way to support would be checking this out, give him some feedback. All right. Thanks so much, Derek.
I guess one little note just to be aware of. That I think most people know this, but the nature of Handshake is the chain's very slow, so it'll still take you about 45 minutes to sync the chain. because it's still because it's an SPV node. But once you have it, it's technically probably the most decentralized thing in there.
Okay.
But yeah, but HNS will take the longest to sync if you want to use it. But Ethereum probably takes maybe 10, 15 minutes max. And that's what has been obviously more tested. So that's just give a bit of a heads up, because that might be a surprise for people of figuring out how long it's going to take to be usable.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, Derek. Maybe you can share this at HandyCon at HandyCon in March. I think March is March. Most likely, we've been doing the last the fourth one, so March.
Yeah, my current plans are next year. I'm actually kind of rewriting a lot of the technology. Is kind of, like, if this is a prototype, I'm kind of innovating. I'm kind of going to make, in a simple words, I'm kind of going to a V2 or a V3, maybe, if depending on how you want to version it from the original GunDB stuff I was doing years ago. And so I have plans to just kind of improve on what I have now. So I'm open to being in it. I just don't know where the project state is going to be for me to have something to present them.
Let's see where we are, but I would love to have help you out or support.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess that's all for me now. Yeah. Sorry for being me.
I know you're a very creative person, and you're building, and I know it's probably been discouraging to build and not get feedback. So I hope people listening.
I'm also pragmatic. It is annoying, but thankfully it's not like I'm getting. I'm building while not getting paid.
Yeah.
Just keeping that in mind. I'm on grant for the full year, so this is my day job. So it means that I have the luxury to actually do this, and in the day, even if I'm not getting feedback, I'm still working towards a goal. Now I hope at some point I get feedback, because I'm doing this for the community. But yeah, right now it's just one that I recognize as well, that people have had a hard time to understand what I'm doing, because the past year I've been asking, yes, what the hell is Loom? And so I'm hoping people will finally start needing to get a visual idea and start engaging more, because right now it has been crickets.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, Derek. Really keep it up. And thanks, Saya Foundation, for supporting, like you said earlier. Thank you, Saya Foundation. All right. Getting to the hour mark. If it's okay for everybody, I might keep this to an hour. I've just traveling. But we want to keep these momentums at least once a month. We try to do these Twitter spaces. But, a little bit about HandyCon. We're still confirming dates. I don't know. We try to listen to the community. If people have a preference, weekdays, weekends, mornings, afternoons, nights, one day, two day, three day, it would be appreciated. I'm looking at the calendar. Usually we do the end of the week. I'm thinking maybe the 14th, 15th of March. This is looking at the calendar. I like Air Meet. I think we've gotten used to, we also do a Flamingo Handshake there. So, I'm thinking that. And I think it would be great to get, different kinds of ecosystems. Like we should get Saya. I remember Dave Vorek would come. Maybe, I don't know, Derek can help us get Saya Foundation contacts. Maybe they could come. We try to welcome other decentralized web friends to come and share. So I think we covered major points. We got a lot. So we started off with the welcoming. We've got some great updates on Namebase and HNS ID. A little bit of HandyCon. Derek going down a huge list of stuff he's been building. I would say the highlight from him is Web3 Browser.io, which I'm half playing with, but afraid to crash my Twitter space here. So I will check it later. And then HandyCon is in, 5 months? 5 months from now. So I think mid-March, but we would like your feedback. Everybody here, we're collecting surveys. It's pinned up on the top. And I think I think that's it for now. Is there any or anybody on stage or want to come up on stage, share anything? Pam, what are you thinking?
Yeah, we're all good. Maybe we can talk about some marketing topics next time. But I'm not so sure if what is everyone's stand about marketing. Well, we all want to do marketing, but maybe we can just talk later about that. Or you could also add that to the survey if you want, although it's a different topic. It's HandyCon. Yeah. But
marketing, right? I would say.
All right. So we initially had this marketing group, but we kind of stopped or discontinued halfway.
Well, you know what happened?
Yeah.
It turned into a whole discussion about getting the handshake coin to fund it. So.
Correct. Yeah. So, maybe we could continue next time. Also, there is another thing I want to add. I'll be making some Flamingo handshake updates, but the next proposed Flamingo handshake auction would be on the last month of the year. So it's December, last week of December. We already have like one interested.
I think we lost Anne.
Hello?
Hello? I hear Anne. I can hear her. Anne? I hear Anne.
Yeah. Yeah. The space is so sketchy. They've been making a lot of updates. So it's kind of weird. It's becoming like Airmeet. But sometimes. But yeah. Hopefully my voice isn't lost on the recording. But yeah, the next Flamingo update would be on the last week of December. That is the proposed one. Anybody here have questions before we end? I hope everybody can still hear me.
I hear you, so I don't know if Alex hears Anne, but I've been hearing her the whole time.
No, I stopped listening when she said I had one more thing, and then
I was gone. Like,
isn't that weird? And now it's happening to you. At least you can't blame me. It's not me now. I've been hearing it the whole time, so I'm not sure if others could comment. But
yeah, so I think we can.
Well, go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, we can call it a day. Thanks, Mike,
yeah, I
for
think
coming.
That's a good cue for us to wrap up then. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anne, Alex, Derek, all the people tuning in. I see King Singh here, Block Domains, Mike and Mayanik, and I see ATX was here, HNS Broker, Ape.c. Thank you all for your time, and see you in the next one. This will be posted as a recording and also on YouTube. Cheers. Handshake.masterminds, all our archives, I think since Mark Smith's ones back in 2021, we got them all on there. Take care.
Okay. See you next time.